I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are today again with another episode of Muslim Lady from IRB English Radio. And this is Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. We were talking about the examples of the Quran. And in the last episode, we gave the example of Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salam Al Alayha. And we mentioned one verse, basically a chapter Kawthar, in the praise of Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salam Al Alayha. Now, today we will be, inshallah, talking about another verse, which is regarding Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salam Al Alayha. And that is chapter 3, verse 61, chapter Ali Imran, verse 61. In which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about when the Christians, they came to the Prophet and they refused to accept him as a prophet and they said he is a liar, they blamed him to be a liar. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse. Chapter 3, verse 61 says, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَجَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. And therefore, when the truth or the ilm or the knowledge has come, the definite knowledge has come to you and you know what is the real thing, فَقُلْ تَعَالُوا, and then you're ignoring, you're refusing to accept it. فَقُلْ تَعَالُوا, then say to them, O Prophet, تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ. We will call our sons and you should bring your sons. وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ. And then we will bring our women, you will bring your women. وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ. And we will bring ourselves and you will bring yourselves. ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. And then we will pray. We will curse each other so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses the one who is the liar. So here in this verse, if you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that when you're about to pray and you're defending your religion, in the front line, when there is something happening to the religion and you need to prove that you're the truthful and you need to show that you are the true person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, bring your kids, your women, and yourselves. So there's no difference between them. We see that there are three categories. Obviously, the kids, then the women, and then yourselves. You can be an old age or a young or anything. So you're bringing your kids, your wives, your women, and yourselves there to pray. Why to pray? Because you're not the liars. You're the truthful people. In the truthful people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about Nisa, about the women. And we see in the history that the Prophet, when he went there, he took Imam Hassan and Hussein as the kids. And then he took Hazrat Fatima Zahra as Nisa. There was a plural tense used, but he took Hazrat Fatima Zahra. So he's telling that the most truthful woman, who is the master of the women of the world, of the heavens, she is Fatima Zahra. And the interesting thing that we see in this is that when the Prophet went for this cursing, like to pray for the kathibin, for the liars, the Prophet was at the front. He had Imam Hassan and Hussein in his hands. And behind him, it was Hazrat Fatima Zahra. And behind Hazrat Fatima Zahra, there was Imam Ali alayhi salam. So basically, they were covering. Whenever you go for a special thing, when you go out of your house, you should be protecting basically the women. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to bring the ladies. Why? Because they are the truthful. They are not the liars. So he has counted the women, and whoever is the truthful comes under the same verse. So he has counted the woman as the truthful woman. And on top of that, the Prophet from his actions told us that this woman is so important that you keep her safe, you protect her. I don't know if you have seen different movies where you see like there are the battles, and if the king is there and you need to protect the king. So the soldiers are they surround the king, basically. They try to protect the king, whereas the king is the main person in the army, or the commander is the main person in the army, but the soldiers, they protect him from the others. So same scene we see in the Mubahila, in the incident of Mubahila, that the prophet is with his two nephews, with two sons, which he used to say, they are my sons. And then behind him, it was Hazrat Fatima Zahra, a lady, a Muslim lady. And behind him was the Imam of the time, Imam of the Muslimin. And obviously the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Imam at that time. But after the Prophet, Imam Ali was the Caliph and the Imam. So basically the two both were covering, they both were protecting the lady. So this is the rank of the lady, which is said in the Quran, and we can basically extract these things from these verses, inshallah. Now, moving on to the second example, which we have today here, it tells us that the second example which is mentioned in the Quran is Hazrat Maryam, the Mary, mother of Jesus, alayhi salam. And we see that in the chapter 3, verse 37, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he's talking about the Mary, he's saying that, كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا ذَكَرِيَّا. And when entered Zakariya, in the room where there was the Mary, Zakariya al-Mihraba, when he entered the Mihrab, the place where they used to pray, وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. He found some rizq, some food next to Mary. So when Zakariya, who was the prophet, who has never seen such a food in his life, when he entered that area where the Mary was praying, he found that the Mary had some food with her. قَالَ, he said to Mary, يَا مَرْيَمْ, أَنَّ لَكِ هَذَا. So he said that, O Maryam, where did this come from? She said, هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. She said, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that a Muslim lady, if she purifies herself, if she purifies herself, and if she is giving everything that she had in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we know that the Mary, when she used to get food, a piece of bread in the morning, she used to give as a charity to those poor who were begging there, who were needy and who had nothing to eat even for one time. And she used to fast for the day. And at the end, when it was the time of breaking fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to send food from the heavens for her. And then she said in the same verse, قالت, she said, هو من عند الله. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has sent this for me. And Allah gives the rizq, the food, to anyone without any accounting. So it depends whether we are amongst those who have purified themselves for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have purified ourselves for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never leaves us alone. A Muslim lady should be following these personalities who have come in the Quran. So for us, basic role model should be these Muslim ladies who were mentioned in the Quran. And according to the Quranic history, these ladies were mentioned. So inshallah, may Allah give us tawfiq to follow the footsteps of such ladies, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Blessed is your face, blessed is your name, my beloved. Blessed is your smile, which makes my soul want to fly, my beloved. All the nights and all the times that you cared for me, but I never realized it. Now it's too late, forgive me. Now
I'm alone, filled with so much shame. For all the years I caused you pain. If only I could sleep in your arms again. Mother, I'm lost without you. You were the sun that brightened my day. Now who's gonna wipe my tears away? If only I knew what I know today. Mother, I'm lost without you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is reported that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his progeny, said, "It is indeed a great blessing for a woman that her firstborn child should be a daughter." This is a very beautiful hadith. It is a hadith spoken at a time when the Arabs used to consider it to be a great disadvantage to have daughters, so much so that at times they would bury their young infant daughters. And the Holy Prophet wanted to emphasize the importance of realizing the value of daughters. But not only that, he also mentions that if the firstborn child is a daughter, that is a great blessing. For it is possible for a person to say that, yes, daughters are good, but I would like my firstborn to be a son who can take over from me, who can be my heir and inherit from me. And then later, if I get daughters, then that would be like an added bonus, which is good. The Prophet says, no, the great blessing is when your eldest is a daughter. And then you can get other children, you can get sons or other daughters. And this is a very beautiful hadith because it gives a lie to those who claim that Islam has no value for women, or Islam undermines the female part of society, those who are kept indoors or kept behind veils. This is not the case. We find that the Holy Prophet says that if your firstborn child is a girl, that is a blessing. That shows that Islam values women. Islam has great emphasis for understanding the value of women as members of the society. And so not only is it that girl children should be considered blessings, but also obviously when they grow old, they will become women and they will become mothers and wives. And so that portion of the society will then elevate the society. If you consider a girl to be a blessing and don't look at her as a burden, as the Arabs used to do, and unfortunately in some parts of the world even today, they look at the girl child as a burden. Islam tells us through the Holy Prophet and obviously through the Quran as well that a girl is a great blessing and we should accept her as such. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.
Who is the Lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illa Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes, so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.